Now, I know you, all of you, all four of you, are aware of the fact, because you've been here, that over the last month, we've been preaching about our church's vision statement. Both Pastor Jill and myself have spent the last four sermons unpacking that new vision statement for our church. And as I was thinking about that, I thought, well, how fitting on this Confirmation Sunday that we would be considering what it means to be a people called to participate in a compelling mission. That's the third component of our mission statement. First one, encountering a living God. Second one, creating a loving community. And the third one, participating in a compelling mission. Bella, I want to thank you for helping us get right into the heart of the matter in the reflection that you're going to read in a few minutes, a little bit later this morning. And it's not the part about tacos and pizza that kind of helps us get into that today, but a different part. It's the part where you wrote, one thing that has been challenging for me in living for Christ is school, because not everyone believes in God, or people in school sometimes joke around about what it means to believe in God. It's challenging. It's challenging to be faithful to Jesus when your friends and your peers don't believe in Christ. But this compelling mission to know Jesus and then to share Jesus out in the world with others, it is what we are called to live. Now, we clearly heard that in the passage that Ben, that you read, and read so well, by the way, Ben. 1 Peter 3:13, you heard how Peter started out very optimistically. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? Now, one of the things we need to realize as Peter is writing this is that what he is saying is generally true. That's something that Peter emphasizes throughout that first letter of his in the Bible. That if you live as Jesus taught, life generally will go well for you. And it's not that life will be easy, but that it will go well for you. Generally, but not always. Because Peter says that you may suffer because you choose to do the right things. Because you choose to live in a way that pleases Jesus. You might lose some friends over that one. Others might make fun of you for caring about something or caring for someone that they don't value, but that you know God calls you to value. But here's a remarkable thing. Peter says that when you suffer for living for Jesus, you are blessed. You are blessed. Sometimes it's really hard in the moment when you're paying a price for doing the right thing, for following Christ, to feel like there's much blessing involved. But what you'll discover, that as you do that, there's this deep joy that comes from living faithfully, even and especially when doing what is right produces opposition to you or produces some suffering and loss in your life. Mercedes, I'm going to steal a little of your thunder. I hope you don't mind. But, you know, you're going to read your reflection as well in a few moments, and you concluded your reflection about your journey during these years of confirmation with a really profound insight. You wrote, "Religion, race, wealth, and politics separate us, divide us, disconnect us. But we are all human beings, and we all matter to God." That's profound. Bella, you also stated it very well and also profoundly when you put it this way: God has shown me to treat others with love and kindness, even when they're mean, because everyone deserves to be loved. Now, as you live into that call to follow Jesus in that wonderful but sometimes very difficult way, you will get noticed. You'll get noticed. And it'll come like this. You know, people will say to you, maybe some of your classmates, like, "Oh, why are you being so nice? Or why are you so kind to so-and-so? They don't deserve it." And Peter says, that when people start to ask and start to inquire about, oh, why are you treating someone like in a way that seems really kind or nice, maybe they don't deserve it in that person's eyes. Peter says, when you get that question, be ready, okay? Be ready to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. That's verse 15 of 1 Peter chapter 3. Basically, what Peter is saying is, be ready to tell them about Jesus, who he is and what he has done for you, and then why it is that you're modeling his command through the way you act. Now, I really do think, given you guys did so well on the memory this morning, I am so impressed and grateful to you and also your parents, because I know they helped with it. But you've learned a lot about God and about Jesus and what it means to be a Christian through confirmation. But listen, don't stop there. There's so much more to know. And all that you learn throughout your life will benefit you as you share in this compelling mission to share the good news about Jesus. One of the things we've visited, remember, more than once, when we've talked about that in confirmation, is that sharing the good news is always about show and what? Show and tell, right? Kylie, you were saying it. We show who Jesus is by our loving actions, and we tell others who he is by our speech, by our testimony, by our words, by our witness. And you know, the great thing about the text that Ben read is that Peter tells us how to go about doing that. He says, when you tell others about Jesus, do it with gentleness and respect. With gentleness and respect. And that's really important always, but I think especially now, when so many times discussions are more like arguments than they are conversations. Share what you know about Jesus with conviction and passion, but also with gentleness and respect. Now this morning, Bella, you, and Mercedes, you, will confess before the church your faith in Jesus Christ, and your desire to live as his disciple. And of course, all of us here this morning, we're so happy for you. We're happy for ourselves, and we have a great joy and anticipation of that confession. And so may today always serve as a signpost, a marker, a stake in your life where you remember God calling you to fully participate in this compelling mission of both showing and telling others the good news of Christ. Do it with passion. Do it with a deep conviction. Do it with love. And do it with gentleness and respect. Thanks be to God. Amen.